Barnsley went home that night and looked at the birth dates of as many professional hockey players as he could find. He saw the same pattern. Barnsley, his wife, and a colleague, A.H. Thompson, then gathered statistics on every player in the Ontario Junior Hockey League. The story was the same. More players are born in January than in any other month, and by an overwhelming margin. The second most frequent birth month? February. The third? March. Barnsley found that there were nearly 5.5 times as many Ontario Hockey League players born in January as are born at the end of the year in November. He looked at the All-Star teams of 11-year-olds and 13-year-olds, the young players selected for elite traveling squads. Same story. He looked at the composition of the National Hockey League. Same story. The more he looked, the more Barnsley came to believe that what he was seeing was not a chance occurrence, but an iron law of Canadian hockey. That any time you look at an elite group of hockey players, the very best of the best, you can reliably assume that 40% of the players will be born between January and March, 30% between April and June, 20% between July and September, and 10% between October and December. In all my years in psychology, I have never run into an effect this large, Barnsley says. You don't even need to do any statistical analysis. You just look at it. What would you have seen if you'd looked at that Medicine Hat roster? 17 out of the 25 players on the team were born in January, February, March, or April. Here is the play-by-play for the first 2 goals in the Memorial Cup final, only this time I've substituted the players' birthdays for their names. It no longer sounds like the Championship of Canadian Junior Hockey. It now sounds like a strange sporting ritual for teenage boys born under the astrological signs Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces.